Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Christiana. I'm so glad to have you all here. It looks like I got a few callers. So, for starters, I want to say that today I'm doing mini psychic readings for callers. It's 1 to 2 minutes per person. I'm not going to guarantee you the full 2 minutes for anybody, but it's 1 to 2 minutes, 2 minutes max. So please try to ask one specific question and have that ready when you call in. To get in line for the psychic readings, please hit the number 1 on your phone. And for more info on my services, please visit www.promiselifecoaching.com. I offer hypnosis, Reiki, spellcasting, life coaching, and psychic readings. Please contact me on the contact page of my website, requesting the session of your choice, the length of time that you're looking for, and let me know what your budget is. I will work with you and come up with a reasonable price. I typically charge $1 per minute, and the max that I'll go on a session is about 60 minutes. Thank you so much for joining me today on this podcast. Please feel free to donate money to my PayPal link. If you feel the reading was good and accurate, please donate if you would like. Donations help to make it possible for me to continue doing my Blog Talk Radio show. This way, I can afford the monthly payments for the show to keep it going. Without your kind generosity, it's hard to make ends meet. So thank you so much for your help. And I have posted the links in the episode info description. There are 2 links. You can check that out and send in whatever you feel like sending in. I also have the chat. Chat is open. So if you would rather join chat instead of calling in, feel free to do that. And I can answer your question via chat as well. Okay, so I'm going to jump right into it. First call is 708 area code.
Hello? Hello?
Hi. Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, my name is Pat. My husband has a lawsuit pending, and do you see this coming to fruition soon?
Okay. Do you want to know if he's going to win the case?
Right, if it's coming soon.
Is her husband going to win the case soon? Okay, I asked the pendulum, and the pendulum is saying yes, that he will win the case, and it will be soon.
It'll be soon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
All right, thank you for calling. I'm going to put you on hold to listen.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, next caller, 760 area code.
Hello, Christiana.
Hi.
Hello?
How can I help you?
Hello, it's Carolyn. My question is that I've recently been directed to an alternative healer, and I've had many misadventures and dashed disappointments. Can you please tell me, Christiana, does this, because it entails a lot of expense and effort, would consulting with this healer at last be beneficial?
Okay, and your name again?
Carolyn.
Will it be beneficial for Carolyn to consult with this healer, yes or no? Just a sec. I'm waiting for my pendulum to respond.
It's okay. I can wait.
Okay, it's saying no. So, telling me that it probably person would not necessarily be the right fit for you.
That sort of reinforces what my intuition is telling me. Yeah, disappointing, but thank you so. Thank you for. I think you're validating what my intuition is saying. Thank you. Blessings.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for calling. I'll put you on hold to listen. Okay, next caller, 856 area code.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how can I help you? This is Christiana.
I'm Rosemary. I'm Rosemary from New Jersey. And I guess relationship that's coming in or someone's around me, I can't pick up anything for that one for me.
Okay. Do you want to know if, how about I ask the pendulum if you'll get into a romantic relationship?
Cool.
This year.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Will Rosemary get into a romantic relationship this year? Yes or no? Okay, it's saying not this year, but that doesn't mean that it can't happen next year. So just be patient and don't lose hope.
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. Take care. Okay, next caller, 646 area code. And again, everybody, if you want to ask me questions via chat, feel free to do that. I have chat up and ready. Okay, 646 area code. Hello, this is Christiana. How can I help you? 646, hello? Okay. 856 area code.
Hello.
Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Laura. I would like to know if I'm going to meet anyone this year for romance.
Okay. Will Laura meet anyone this year for romance? Okay, it's saying not this year. You know, that's probably not what you want to hear, but it could happen soon, though. Just hang in there.
Okay. So
right.
It could happen soon.
Yes, but not this year.
Oh, not this year. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Okay. Next caller, 917 area code.
Finance. Hi. I'm calling about my finances. My name is Marinette.
Marinette? Okay. And what is your question?
Are my finances going to improve better? Are they going to improve?
Okay. Will Marinette's finances improve this year? Yes or no?
It's saying not this year.
But that doesn't mean that things won't get better next year. Sometimes it takes some time for it to improve.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. You take care.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. I know that was really quick, but because these readings are free, I do have to just give quick readings. They're short and sweet and to the point. And in my readings, you'll obviously see that I am very straightforward and pretty blunt, but I try to be compassionate and to put myself in your shoes as well. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want to discourage you or let you down. But I have to be real and I have to be authentic and honest with you. So just because something isn't going to happen for you this year doesn't mean that it can't happen next year or sometime in the near future. So don't lose hope or get discouraged. Just hang in there and keep trying to be positive. Again, I'd like to remind you all, if you are satisfied with your reading and you felt that it was accurate and you have a little bit of money to spare, please visit one of my links. I have two links posted that you can find in the episode's information. It is for donation, and these donations help me to keep my Blog Talk Radio show going. So please check out those links and feel free to send something. Your offerings help a lot. Again, I am in chat. So if you have a question, you can ask via chat. Today I am going to pull a lesson card from the Soul Journey Lesson Cards by James Van Praagh. I'm getting the cards out right now in the booklet. And let's see what Spirit has to say to us today, or what comes through. Growth. I want to expand my consciousness and my awareness. Growth. I want to expand my consciousness and my awareness. You are constantly being presented with situations that enable you to develop your inner wisdom and assist you in advancing to higher levels of understanding. The lesson is to be aware of these events and recognize them for what they are. To live a mindful life is not only about respecting and honoring those around you. It is also about recognizing every person and circumstance. As a teacher, the constant chatter and diversions of life on earth can distract you from the signpost that Spirit has left on your path. Take the time to be aware of the bountiful wisdom that has been laid before you. Acknowledge these gifts and take them to heart as you continue your sojourn in this physical dimension. Don't look for the opportunities that you think you need. Instead, be receptive to the opportunities that are given. That is such a great lesson right there. I find myself thinking that I need certain opportunities, that these opportunities need to present themselves to me for me to be successful, or I'm not going to be successful. But key here, it's saying be receptive to the opportunities that are given. We all have some level of opportunity, And key is to be receptive to that and to be aware of the opportunities that spirit is giving you. I don't think anybody is in this world is really in a position to where they have absolutely no opportunity to better themselves or get ahead in some kind of way, even if it just comes down to the way you think, because like attracts like. So if you think positive, you will draw positive things to you and they will come your way. And I'm going to pull one more card. Imagination. I embrace and nourish the creative aspect of my mind. Imagination. I embrace and nourish the creative aspect of my mind. By its very nature, the physical body is limited by the three dimensions, but your mind is free to travel without boundaries and merge with the cosmic consciousness. Your mind is the great creator, and your imagination is its toolbox. Everything in life begins with the energy of imagination. Thoughts are real, and they can manifest themselves into the physical world. Train your mind to only have positive thoughts, and you will attract positivity into your life. If you can see it, you can be it. Visualize the components that you want in your life and imbue those thoughts with love, and they will become your reality. Conversely, if your mind stays to negative thoughts, you will only bring that energy to you. Be positive and loving. Imagination is creativity. Express yourself and let your imagination assist you in letting go of any creative blocks and allow your dreams to come true. Remember, you are not doing this for other people. It is your soul opening and signing its own unique... Oh, it is your soul opening and singing its own unique song. Okay, I have one more caller here, 480 area code.
Hello.
Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
Hi, Christiana. My name is Mike, and I was calling to find out, I'm starting a new job, and there's been a delay with it. It's a restaurant position, and it's a brand new open. And they asked them, they said that we received an email that they should be open end of this next week or the middle of next. And I kind of wanted to get your take on if that is fairly accurate.
So you want to know if it's going to open this week or next week?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds right. All right. And your name again?
Mike.
Okay. And you said it's a restaurant.
Correct.
Will the restaurant open this week or next week? How does that sound? Good? Okay. Will it open this week? Well, it's telling me that, yes, it will open this week.
This week.
My
awesome.
Pendulum. So.
Okay.
So this week.
Wonderful,
okay.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Take care.
You're very welcome.
Next caller, 631 area code.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, this is
Christiana.
How can I help you?
Hi. I was wondering, thanks for taking my phone call. I was wondering what you saw for my love life.
Okay, what is your question exactly?
When do you see a boyfriend?
Okay. And your name again?
Suzanne.
Will Suzanne meet a romantic partner this year? Yes or no? Okay, my pendulum
telling me that, yes, you will meet someone this year. So that's great news. Congratulations.
Do you know when or what they're like or anything?
It's actually just limited to one question per person.
Oh, okay.
So, all right. Well, thank you. You take care. Okay, next area code or caller is 702 area code.
Hello?
Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
Oh, I'm waiting for a good aura. Any good vibes my way? And, just calling to see what's in fortune for me from you. Like, tell me what's going on.
Well, what do you want to know exactly? What's your question?
Oh, I don't like questions. Questions are way too short. And like, so what's up with you?
I'm fine, but I'm here to answer your question. So if you don't have a question, I'll have to put you back on to listen. Sorry about that. Next caller is from the 856 area code. I'm not sure if I've taken your call yet. Hi, this is Christiana. Have I taken your call?
Yes, you have. This is Laura. Thanks.
Oh.
I'm just listening in now.
Okay. All right. Thank you. sorry about that one call. I don't know what that was all about. I guess he didn't really know what he wanted to ask. But anyways, everybody, I am in chat. Just want to remind you all again. So join me in chat if you would like. I encourage any of you that are listening to call in. There are still 20 minutes left to the show. I am thinking at this point, it seems lately like I've been getting less and less callers, which is unfortunate, but that just means that the show is going to be cut short. So I'm probably only going to be on for another 10 minutes, but feel free to listen if you would like. Let's see. I have my Indigo Angel Oracle Card Booklet by Doreen Virtue and Charles Virtue. And I'm just going to pick a card from that Oracle deck. And the card is Authority. Let's see Authority. The way our world is currently designed, people in authority impose rules upon us. In many situations, it must be this way to maintain order. As an indigo, and indigos are strong-willed people, so as an indigo, you possess an inner truth detector telling you that people in power often abuse such authority. This is one of the most important cards you can receive because your role in this world is to help redesign our planet and society to become a place of fairness. When dealing with authority figures, please know that anger will not get you anywhere, but calm assertiveness definitely will. So don't be angry at Trump. anytime you feel controlled or ruled by someone, ask the angels to guide you through the situation in a way that will bring about and perpetuate the most peace. In this way, you clear the path for others who will benefit from your peaceful leadership. And people come to mind like Gandhi, Martin Luther King, even Jesus Christ himself. They were very peaceful leaders and led with love and compassion. It's too bad that we don't have more leaders like that in our country today. Okay, so there are no more callers, so I am just going to go over this one more time. Please feel free to donate money to the PayPal links. You can choose either link. There are two links posted in the episode information section on this page for the blog talk show. If you feel the reading was good and accurate, please donate if you would like. Donations help to make it possible for me to continue doing this blog talk show. And this way I can afford the monthly payment for the show to keep it going. Without your kind generosity, it's very hard to make ends meet. So thank you so much for your help. It's very much appreciated. I will be on again later in the week, this coming week. So keep posted and keep checking out for my show, and I will be on again. I typically do shows every Saturday night, 6:30 p.m. CDT time zone, Central Standard Time. Again, you can check out my website. It's www.promiselifecoaching.com. You can contact me on the contact page requesting the session of your choice and the length of time that you're looking for. And let me know what your budget is so I can work with you and come up with a reasonable price. And I typically charge $1 per minute. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me on this podcast today. You have a blessed evening. Have a great weekend, and I'll be back soon. Take care. Bye.